Good afternoon and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. My name is Rafael Caleb. The Boldness is hosted by people with a disability, talking with people with lived experience about disability over what is actually important in the community. And today we are talking with an up-and-coming musician who's recently had her music played on Rage. Welcome to The Boldness, Jen Frank from Wild at Heart Community Arts Songwriting Group. Hello, Jen.
Hello, Raphael. How are you?
Extremely well. And so we're in the process of doing all these introductions that my name is Raph, not Raphael.
Okay, Raph.
That's much, much better there. Jen, you've just put out a recent LP called Friendzone. Tell us about it.
Okay, the EP called Friendzone, it's a collection of six songs, which are mainly autobiographical. I'll get that out right, autobiographical. And it comes in styles, mainly 60s, 70s styles. There's some rock and roll in there. There's some pop rock. And I've got a modern soul number.
A modern sombra?
Soul number.
A modern soul number. Right, now, when you're talking about with the music, I know the listeners, when we're talking about mainly a 60s and 70s sounds, what does that encompass?
Well, there's some stuff which is a bit reminiscent of the Beach Boys and the surf pop sound, and that's a theme that goes through there, through the EP, and everything's been tailored to sit well with that sound. So a little bit islandy, beachy. And so there's a few songs like that, and then everything else has been crafted around matching and sitting well with that sound.
Right. Well, what about this modern sound that you've mentioned there?
Okay, Modern Soul, that's the song You're Not My Lover, and it was a ballad, and the engineer Craig Pilkington came up with the idea to do it in a modern soul type of sound, not quite Aretha Franklin soul, but it's really suits the song really nicely.
Right, so that's all about kind of like what those type of styles of how it may sound.
Yes.
And a bit earlier you've mentioned the songs are autobiographical. I've got to do my tongue twisters properly. Autobiographically.
That word.
That's exactly correct. Now, why is it important for you to actually have songs that are like an autobiography?
It just helps when you're writing. It's easier to write a song when it's very close to your heart. But I normally go for something that's happening in my life or has happened in my life and try and find a hook, be a refrain or be it the chorus. There's actually a hook. But it's a lot easier to write the verses around it if it's something that you've actually been through yourself. There is a exception to that, which is You've Been Ghosted, which I flipped it. I was ghosted and I flipped it around to saying I'm ghosting you because I thought that was a lot stronger in a song and the hook worked better.
Right. Now, so we're using a bit of a tech term here, hook, chorus. What do you mean by the word hook when with your music? Is that something to bring something in which resonates with people?
Yes, the hook is what resonates in the song. It's the part which gets people singing along to it the most. So that's often the chorus or one line in the song that people will remember and sing along to. And it's what grabs them into the song, which is why it hooks them into the song.
Yep. Now, so I've got that for clarification. So, and you've got a launch of the actual LP coming up in August?
Yes, that's right, on the 16th of August at 2 p.m. at Mama Chen's in Footscray.
Yep, and that's going to be where the official launch of the LP is. But there's
that's
been a,
right.
there's been some interest in some of the songs that have actually come out. My information is we could be talking to the next up-and-coming superstar here. A program called Rage has recently played one of your songs. What song was it, and can they find it?
That was the video for You've Been Ghosted, and the video for You've Been Ghosted is up on YouTube. So they would look for my Linktree account. So if you just search Jen Frank Linktree, you should find my Linktree account, and that will have all the links to my social media and also to the video that was on Rage.
Now, is that we've actually had a bit of a discussion in general terms, but let's actually make it, freshen it up for our listeners a little bit. Now, which one of the songs are you going to introduce so we can actually play it for people, Jen?
Okay, You're Not My Lover is a song which is basically about when somebody's actions and their words don't correlate, and it can create a lot of angst. And that's the modern soul number that I was talking about.
Right. Well, we're going to play You're Not My Lover by Jen Frank. We've just listened to You're Not My Lover by Jen Frank. Now, part of some of the other songs which you've got in this album, Friend Zone, to me it actually sounds like very the nature of the songs from a Taylor Swift perspective about social commentary and life. Like a song like Friends, like some of the names of the songs like Friend Zone, I can imagine Taylor Swift actually coming up with that sort of like concept. You've Been Ghosted, a Taylor Swift song, is very, very, I've got my own thoughts about it. I happen to really like the chorus there, but they've got a sort of like attitude about them. Who are the types of people that you're trying to engage with your album, Friend Zone?
That's actually a tough question. I just am trying to engage with people who like my music, who can actually appreciate that my lyrics can hit you in the face at times. And it seems to be a fairly diverse set of people who like my music, but it's often people who like the lyrics as well as the music behind it.
Yep, sure. Like when we're saying about lyrics that hit people straight square between the eyes, literally, or up in the face, okay, song title like Fat Chick. I mean, that's calling a spade at the very, very start here. What was the idea of a song Fat Chick?
Well, the song Fat Chick came out of the fact that I was a little bit angry because I was actually called in public a fat bitch by someone who I won't call names back at because I don't want to say those words on radio.
That's very, very not good of you. I don't have to edit them out then.
That's right. And so it just made me angry because that person had no right to judge in that way. And so the song is very much about how society judges people based on their body size and also the angst that people go through in order to get what magazines tell them are the perfect body size, which quite often is a fiction of airbrushing and models removing ribs surgically and things like that.
Yep, certainly. And one of those things where, let's say, from a disability perspective, when a person happens to be taking medication, quite often a side effect of medication so a person can stay well is a person can gain weight. And there are side effects with a lot of medications, and people actually need to understand and be a lot more accepting of that because we're here to actually reduce stigma rather than and appreciate what people are doing rather than what people think they should be doing. What do you think, Jen?
That's right. That's right. Look, a lot of medication for mental illness has weight gain in the side effects. And some of them have 20% weight gain. But that's not 20% weight gain. That's 20% weight gain per year. Yeah. And that can be really life-changing for people. I actually I know very few people who are on psychiatric medication that are slender.
Yep.
Because of the weight gain side effects.
Yep, and kind of like, and that's like, for example, Carly Finlay is a very well-known activist, and it's great that the disability community has got such a strong, powerful voice in the media with someone like Carly Finlay who says, well, it's actually not on, and reduce, yes, and gain, making there's a lot more awareness around this and kind of like the personal angst it can cause people. And when there's, let's say, differences such as this, well, not only there may be a physical, visual, maybe obvious thing, but it can also create invisible disabilities when it affects people's self-esteem, their confidence, and they may develop other conditions as well.
That's right. For example, when I first became overweight, which was primarily as a result of the medication I was on, I wouldn't buy good clothes because I'm like, I'll lose the weight. I won't go buy good clothes and waste my money on good clothes, because I wasn't accepting the fact that this was probably my new norm.
Yeah, sure. I can understand that. Well, what about, let's say, another interesting song title was Friend Zone. Friend Zone is, what does Friend Zone mean, Jen?
Friend Zone is when you do not want to enter into a relationship with somebody, and so you want to befriend them rather than be in a relationship. So you squarely put somebody in the friend zone, and it's often somebody who you've been in a relationship with or you've been flirting with, and then you decide, no, that's not it, I'm friend zoning you.
Right. And is that kind of like one of those new age terms which I have am aware of, or is it actually a word that Jen has actually come up and say, well, I'm going to write a song about this to actually show females that it's okay to actually say these things to actually empower other people?
It is a new age term that you haven't necessarily heard of. There have actually been other songs written about it. When I wrote Friend Zone, I Googled it and there were no songs called Friend Zone. Now there's about three.
Right, okay.
It is not a term that I've coined myself, but it is about empowerment, and it is about taking control of how you place somebody in your life.
Mm, right. Okay. So it's making, to me, it's very much about saying to me, I have heard the song Friend Zone. To me, it's actually about people being independent and trying to say, okay, there is such a thing as platonic friendships?
That's right. That's exactly the message in the song.
Right. Now, is this any kind of like indication of what are you trying to say to, let's say, males about this?
Nothing in particular. I think it was about one point in time when you come to the realization that a relationship is not in your best interest, and so you just want to have a friendship. So it's not really a societal message. It's just more a message about your own empowerment.
Right. So this almost ties in with one of those things to, let's say, with safety in women in the community, which is extremely important, about that magic word. It's called respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect.
And consent.
Yep.
And it is about those things that, you know, if somebody friend zones you, that you need to respect that, and they're not giving you consent to take it further.
Yeah, right. Now, is that, well, Jen, we're actually kind of like, we're moving right along with all these ideas across here. And the official, can you please repeat, when is the official launch of the LP Friend Zone?
So it's Saturday, 16th of August at 2 p.m. at Mama Chen's in Footscray.
Who are the artists that are supporting you for the launch of Friend Zone, Jen?
It's Max Aurora and the Southern Lights and Minky Lush.
Right, and are they from our good friends, Wild at Heart Community Songwriting Group?
Minky Lush is. But Max Aurora and the Southern Lights, they're separate to Wild at Heart Community Arts.
Yep, and this is where the LP Friend Zone started, was through your association with Wild at Heart Community Songwriting Group?
Yes, it was. All of these songs have been written while I've been with Wild at Heart Community Songwriting Group.
So why don't you, what have you got to say about your experiences with Wild at Heart Community Songwriting Group?
It's been very cathartic. So it's really improved my self-esteem and my confidence as an artist and as a songwriter, and it's just a lot of fun, and I've made some really good friends out of it.
Right, but what about the supportive environment? Are there mentors and performances?
Yeah, we have songwriting groups, and we also have one-to-one mentoring sessions where you know, they help us with our music, and they also help us flesh out songwriting ideas.
Right.
And I've had some mentors help teach me guitar and things like that, which has been really good.
Yep. So basically it sounds like the people there who would like to learn about music, and if they happen to have, let's say, NDIS funding, they may be able to participate and apply to join the Wild at Heart Community Songwriting Groups, which does a lot of... Wild at Heart Community Song... Wild at Heart Community Arts, facilitated by the creative director, Mr. Phil Pletzenroder. I can never say that name correctly, but I think I got that pretty well...
That was pretty close.
It was, but this is one... I'm actually a big fan of Phil. I've known Phil for a long, long time. I met him about 30 years ago. And that's a fun field fact, but Phil does have an Order of Australia around his work, creative work, for assisting people with disability to help them on their journeys. It's a great thing that they actually do. So we like to actually appreciate and support what Wild at Heart Community Arts does, as well as artists like yourself, Jen, who actually are the big success stories of Wild at Heart Community Arts.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to actually... wind it right up now, Jen. We're going to say farewell to Jen Frank right after she introduces another song.
Hey, this song is Fake Friends. I wrote this when I was quite angry. A friend who I thought was a friend did me wrong, and I was very angry about it, and so I vented in this song.
Right, well, let's take it away. Keep listening to 3CR 855 AM. You can keep donating to the 3CR radio song. This is, and if you don't think the revolution has started, you've been listening to the wrong station. This is 3CR, Voice of the People. Let's listen to Fake Friends by Jen Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight.